WaterSystems.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Tuesday, this terrific Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025 edition, your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show or perhaps a question for our next sponsor who's coming on here in the next segment, Stacy from Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office over in downtown Sheboygan. She's going to be joining the show here in the next segment. If you have any questions for her regarding the deep tissue laser light therapy that they offer, text them to me again, 231-360-5140. I'll be sure to ask Stacy your questions as we get going into that interview. I apologize, my voice is crackling a little bit this morning. After the show yesterday, I was on the phone all day, did all kinds of business meetings in Traverse City, had the opportunity to take Miss Vicky to the Michigan Association of County Clerks. They had a two-day training. They're concluding it today. Got updates from the Bureau of Elections, got information from various vendors. They had a legislative update. A lot of very interesting things happening within the Secretary of State Bureau of Elections, all geared toward securing our elections here for next year, 2026. One of them I thought to be very interesting, she talked about, told me they informed her about, is watermarked ballots, something, ironically, the state of California has implemented. Watermarks. But these are only going to be, I believe, for the larger counties with populations more than 250,000 voting. So, for example, Wayne, Oakland, Macomb County, Kent County, I think even Livingston, Officer Ricks County is more than 250,000 people. Those larger counties will have these watermarked ballots for next year's election. So we'll follow that story, get more information for you, continue to update you. But basically, postcards being mailed out to people especially if they haven't voted in the last 8 election cycles. So somewhat interesting that the Bureau of Elections allegedly is going to be cleaning up the qualified voter files on their own. Well, my recommendation, county clerks, if you're listening out there, do it yourself. Vicki's doing it in Antrim County. I know a couple other clerks I spoke to, they're doing it as well in their counties, getting rid of dead people and people who no longer live in the county, as well as doing a postcard. Mail it out to the homes and have the people receive the mail, check the postcard, provide the information, and mail it back to the county clerk, confirming that, yes, we still live here. Yes, we are citizens. Yes, we are still voting. If you get the postcard back, returned addressee comes back, does not get actually mailed through to the recipient, probably a good indication that they no longer live there. Good indication that person that you addressed it to no longer is there. So you think it's a good idea to remove them from the qualified voter files? I do. And let's see if we can have a clean, secure election by people who truly are alive, number one, and people who still live in our counties. And let's crack down on the absentee ballot fraud that has been bestowed upon our state via a state constitutional amendment. Again, Stacy, Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office, laser light treatments, deep tissue. Send me your questions for Miss Stacy. She'll be joining us in the next segment. Short break, a word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one here on this Tuesday. As stated, joining us on the line right now is Stacy from Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office, downtown Sheboygan. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Randy.
I got a text message from a longtime listener and good friend of ours, Gail Ranville. She's traveling up in the UP, and she says, I'm traveling up on US 2 in the UP, and you're coming in loud and clear. I've never received your signal this far into the UP before. And I said, well, that's because there's no leaves on the trees.
You bet.
The FM signal is hitting those antennas just perfectly this morning. So greatly appreciate Gail listening in. And of course, she's going to be driving out of our signal. So I sent her the link to yourdefendingfathers.com, and she can click on the play button and continue listening in her vehicle. Stacey, one of the things after the show last week, I believe it was Jim Proctor or perhaps somebody else in Sheboygan, they had texted me for your number and wanted to get a hold of you to schedule a appointment with you regarding the deep tissue laser light therapy. One of the things that I did want to cover this morning, because I've had a couple of other people ask me during the week about pre-existing conditions, medications, different things happening in their lives. This type of laser light treatment, you, when Carlene gets a phone call, when people call the office to get vetted, to ask questions of them, this is all part of the process. Explain to the audience some of the things that Carlene asked them about, and then what would limit somebody from potentially calling and scheduling appointment and coming and seeing you and getting an actual treatment.
Well, there are about 10 questions, and only really a couple of them are going to inhibit someone from coming, but we would rather have you find out on the phone instead of traveling all the way in, making an appointment, and then us not being able to do it. We just don't want to interfere with our therapy. We don't want to interfere with your health. So there are some contraindications. The main two are to work on someone's, you know, say thoracic back, the middle of your back, if you have a pacemaker on the other side. So we don't want to do that. Another one would be active cancer within the last 2 years. You don't want to, because this technology heals a lot of cells but also helps them reproduce themselves. We don't want to reproduce the cancer cells. And I'm not sure exactly, you know, how they tested this, etc., but you know, you just stick with your standard of care and not cause harm, right? So we wait 2 years, and once it's been cleared after 2 years, then we can treat you. So that's not a problem.
Well, because the technology, like you say, not only does it reduce inflammation and somewhat turn off the pain receptors in that area where you get treated so you don't feel the pain, but most importantly, it actually promotes healthy cell regeneration.
Right.
And like you're saying, if it's even a bad cell, it could potentially reproduce and help that to grow as well. The rationale?
Well, you know, laser light creates ATP that energizes the cells to get rid of the toxins and improves the transport of the nutrients and oxygen across the cell brain membrane, but it's for healing, but it's also for reproducing. So I guess they are just not wanting to take a chance at all that it could not heal it and first and reproduce it. So they're just playing it safe, I would assume. I am not positive exactly on the science of that when they made their standards.
Got it. These were just standards that they basically issued to you when you guys bought
the manufacturers.
The manufacturers
from over in Europe. They created this standard.
Yeah.
So
got it.
You know,
very
we
good.
Aren't privy to anything more. But the bottom line is that those are the main two things where we really don't want to do it. But there are also other health or medication things that you can work around or deal with. So one of them is if you're on blood thinners, it could cause bruising. But we haven't had one person turn it down because they're on blood thinners just because it could cause bruising. they're saying, well, I don't care. I'd rather have my knee feel better or my back feel better.
Sure, absolutely.
So, but at least we want to warn everyone of anything that could be a slight, you know, because the side effects really are none if we just stick to the rules.
Right,
the only,
right.
The only side effect is less pain and a little bit 30 to 40% faster healing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as far as blood thinner goes, I mean, you just touch somebody with blood thinner and they bruise just by, you know, coming in contact with them.
And so far, we haven't, on the few people that we've done with blood thinners, no one has seen any bruising.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean it will happen. It's just the potential. Yeah, exactly.
Got it. Now, getting into, again, and I know we've done this before, we've talked about this before, but with the fact that, you know, I got two or three text messages right away after our last interview, I want to go back through it again so people truly understand what it is we're talking about. Because this machine, again, like you said, manufactured in Europe, designed in Europe. You know, Dr. Gary brought it to Sheboygan. Basically, you went through some training and explained to the folks when people come in and they're complaining about a particular area, okay, whether it's their knee, their hip, their lower back, their shoulder, elbow, whatever.
Right.
Explain the protocols that you go through in determining how far the machine is away from them and how long the settings need to be on the laser.
Well, you know, everything is, there's a standard of care. So it's already pre-calculated on what to do. There isn't any guesswork. The only thing that I would probably have to, you know, pivot on is if it didn't work well the first time, then I ask, please give me a second chance because I don't have to go by standard of care. I can push it a little bit one way or the other, and let's find the sweet spot for you because everyone's body is so different.
Sure.
For example, this one lady who came in with arthritic and gout hands, we were pushing it outside the envelope more and more and more, and she was feeling, her hands were feeling better and better. She had more dexterity. So we're almost at triple the amount of energy, and now her hands are actually went from curved, like you're holding something, like you're holding a spatula, to one is flat on the table, and the other one is only, you know, it's two-thirds of the way flat. So we didn't expect that, but it is a practice. So that's why we have the Trucker Randy special, where you get two treatments for $99. So you can try it twice. See if it works the first time, which most people do. But there are a few people who say, no, it didn't really do anything. Well, let me try something a little different, because your body is also obviously unique. You have a unique situation, whether it's muscular or, you know, nerve, you know, who knows, until you get in and we take a look at you, do a little exam and talk about it and see what we can do. It could also be mechanical. So you might need a manipulation of some sort, which, you know, you could go to your own chiropractor, or we have one right there at the office also. So if it's mechanical, then you can get that taken care of, and then we can do laser on you also.
So, right. Now, that's one thing that is convenient, because you guys are there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays, and those days in the mornings up until about lunchtime, 1 o'clock, Dr. Gary's there as well. So like you're saying, if somebody is, you know, walking in with a walker or a cane and they say, you know, yeah, my lower back is out, or my sciatica nerve, blah, 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 whatever the problem is. I mean, there's so many reasons why people can't walk naturally without a cane or a walker. It could end up actually being an adjustment first and then the laser light therapy.
And that happens probably closer to 40 to 50% of the time.
Sure.
Not that they don't have laser first. Sometimes the laser helps relax the muscles and helps them become an easier patient to adjust. You know, if somebody has a new injury, they're usually, their muscles are, you know, spasming to the point where it's trying to protect your, whatever the injured area is. So it's a harder adjustment. So it's nicer to have the laser first in some cases. Other people like to come in, and they'll come in a little early, get adjusted, and then come to their laser appointment.
Right.
But well, that's by design
guys ended up doing for me that one time.
Yeah.
My lower back, my sciatica nerve was pinched, and Dr. Gary put me on the table, and he used that Thompson breakdown table, you know, on the lower, you know, L4, mm-hmm. L5 sacrum down there, and bam, when he pushed on the, I felt it actually pop. It was like it went back into place, and it was like, oh, yes, now I even feel better already. But then you did the laser right after, kind of like a 1-2 punch. And when I got up off of your table, man, I could stand straight up and walk and no pain whatsoever. So it definitely works. I'm going to give out the phone number.
Sure.
Because, again, you guys have to talk to Carlene and get some questions answered first before you travel over to see him there in downtown Sheboygan. Phone number is 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. And they're located at 323 North Main Street, downtown Sheboygan, right across from Mulligan's Restaurant. And again, Stacy, you guys are there. What's your hours of laser treatment Monday through Wednesday?
Well, it's by appointment, and it's at 11 o'clock is when we start. And Carlene will schedule you out as long as we need to schedule. So we'll make sure we get everyone in.
Okay,
sure.
Very good. And, yep. And get everybody in, even if Dr. Gary leaves for Onaway.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's probably about 40% to 50% of the people that go to both of us, and they will come in a little bit early. But they know already if they're the ones.
They know the program.
They know it. They're like, they know what they like, and they like the one-stop shop option.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You bet. And the other thing, folks, if you haven't picked a regular chiropractor, I would highly recommend Dr. Gary, because I'll tell you what, his life experience and the way he adjusts people, manipulates, is so different compared to other chiropractors I've been to. I have one down here in Elk Rapids and Torch Port that I go to, and Dr. Gary is completely unique. He does things a little bit differently. I know you have stories about that as well, Stacy.
Oh, sure. We can always give stories. He was a mechanical engineer first before he went to chiropractic college. And so he transferred and made up his own adjustments to some degree, depending on the knowledge of mechanical engineering and biology.
Sure.
So he has had a few chiropractors come to him to say, hey, you know, could you teach us how you did this and how you do this and what would you do for this? You know,
right.
They figure it out. Yeah. And they come in and learn. And that was a thing of the past, too, in chiropractic, where they would get together and learn from the older chiropractors. New adjustments, but that doesn't really happen that much anymore. So they're taking it upon themselves, the ones that are curious and willing to learn and want to get somebody else's viewpoint on how to handle things a little differently.
Yeah. Now I have a question. My one chiropractor in Torchport here, Rick Randall, he's the author of our book, The Good Words book.
Yeah.
Has he been over to see Dr. Gary yet?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know.
Because I told him not only to see Dr. Gary, but also to experience that breakdown table, because his table is flat. He doesn't have a Thompson. And I'm like, you need to go see Dr. Gary, and you need to get a laser light treatment. He's got issues with his back and his shoulders. And I'm like, dude, here's their phone number, 231-627-4300. Give him a call.
You know that by heart. That's right.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Well, I appreciate you coming on and sharing. I did get another quick text message.
Sure.
They said, I don't work on Thursdays. Is a possibility I could call and schedule an appointment on Thursdays?
It is a possibility, but we'd like to take new patients on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for sure. And then we have the option, depending on the flexibility of my schedule, whether we go in on a Thursday or a Friday. Yeah.
Okay. Very
so
good.
Just come in on a Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday first, get established, and then we'll go from there for sure and try to accommodate.